We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes.
Teresa Caputo.
The Long Island Medium. Good morning.
Right. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
I am fantastic. It's such an honor to be here with you all.
Happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Now, Teresa, I have to tell you, there are some people in this room who aren't believers.
Oh.
There are some people in this room who said we should pray before you walk in.
I prayed before I walked in, too, so don't worry.
I pray all the time. What do you say to those skeptics?
I get it. I'm the first one to say that what I do is crazy. How can someone communicate with someone that has died, right? But I'm never asking anyone to believe in what I do. I really don't care if people believe in what I do.
Yeah.
I want people to believe in themselves, and I want them to believe in an afterlife. And to believe and to know that the things that they sense and feel and reminds them of their departed loved ones, to know that it is real. That it is their loved one's soul reminding them that they're just with them in a different way.
So what is a medium for people that don't know? What is a medium and what are your...
Well, a medium, I'm able to connect with people that have died. So I sense and feel things that other people typically don't. So I guess just to give you a little background, I've been seeing the souls of the departed since I'm 4. Mm-hmm. So for me, it is normal to see someone standing at the foot of my bed at night, hear someone speak to me in a room, and there was no one else in the room but myself. Growing up, my parents never made a big deal about the things I would say and do. I would say to my mom, I don't feel right. I feel different than everyone else. I don't feel like I belong here.
Yeah.
And my mom literally said to me one day, she's like, listen, you're not adopted. Stop feeling that way. You belong to this family. You know, and
you're like, mom, that's not what I'm talking about.
What?
You was like, mom, that's not what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
That, right? Well, yeah. Well, it was just something deep in my soul. Mm-hmm. Like I felt that there was something missing, and that didn't go away until I accepted my gift.
Mm.
And I struggled with my gift for probably almost a decade because I am Catholic.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a practicing Catholic. I always say, even though they don't agree with what I do, they take my money every week. But that's a different show.
Can we get the first one?
But oh no, it's fine.
Sure.
Yep. Right. So
can
and
you
then
see me stealing something out of it?
No. there's nothing in there unless if you want you know, a lipstick.
You might like that baguette.
You know, and I struggled with my gift because I couldn't understand why someone would want to go see a medium. And then 9/11 happened. And I had a spiritual experience where it was shown to me that people perished that day and their loved ones did not know what happened to their departed loved ones. They didn't know. A lot of them couldn't even recover their physical body. They didn't know what happened, and they needed that peace and that comfort. So I put my gift in God's hands, and I said, listen, if this is my soul's journey and this is what I'm supposed to do here in the physical world, then I put my gift in your hands, you open the doors, and I will gladly walk through them with my gift. And here I am over two decades later, delivering messages all over the country, all over the world, of faith, hope, and peace.
And when did your parents believe? Because you said your parents said that you weren't adopted. So when did they actually believe and get what you were saying? Because that got to be hard for a child.
I come from a very spiritual family. So they are very spiritual, believe in God and afterlife and things like that. So the reason why my mom said that was because, like, you can explain why I would feel different, or like I didn't feel if I didn't belong, right? But it was much deeper than that.
Now, to me, he trying to tell you that I said I don't believe. I didn't say I don't believe.
Oh, he just said there were some people, in which I get.
I like to be like, it's me.
Yeah.
So I didn't say that I don't believe. I just watch so many movies, right? And so I believe. I'm just kind of like scared of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just for some reason, like,
it is.
You know, like you have like The Conjuring, Insidious sequel, and Annabelle's and all that stuff.
Oh, I don't watch any of those movies.
So you don't watch that type of stuff?
No, I'm afraid of the dark. I still sleep at a nightlight.
Okay.
So I'm afraid of the dark.
Yeah.
56. I still live next door to my parents. So I have a lot of separation anxiety.
Right.
But no, the best movies that I depict how I am is The Sixth Sense, because that's how it was for me growing up. I would see things. And also Ghost, because that I feel things. I can't explain it. Nothing really cool happens. It just happens. Yeah. So I know that there were three souls when I was walking through here. So what happens is when I walk, they say I'm empathic, if that's what you want to call it, but I feel things. And souls will bring me through their departure. So I know there was someone that died from something where they took something that caused or attributed to their departure. Because as I was walking through, my mouth got like really dry and I had like this taste in my mouth. And then I was also having difficulty breathing. So I'm having a lot of difficulty taking a deep breath. So that's my semaphore where someone passed from the chest, heart, lungs, or chest.
I'm sure you experienced a lot of that after COVID, right?
Me? What?
No, I'm saying because a lot of people died from respiratory issues after COVID. So
that's how I've always felt spirit. That's how I always felt it. They actually bring me through their departure. You know, when souls can't say, oh, I passed from COVID, I don't get a lot of people that have passed from COVID, you know, believe it or not. Or they don't come through that way. And I also believe in respect that a lot of people don't, what I do is not for everyone. Some people don't need to hear from their departed loved ones, or they don't want to for whatever reason. And I never force a message on someone. I just know I sense and feel things for a reason.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of readings from mediums. One, not intentionally. Just a person saw me and said he saw all the guides around me and gave me one. And then somebody I sat with. So do you see the guides around people too?
I see things differently. Like I feel.
Okay.
I feel. So there is a father energy present in this room. So father for me is, it could be a grandfather, a father-in-law. Sometimes it could even be someone that was like a dad to someone. I feel that, but they make me feel that bond. Sometimes also like a brother like a brother. Might not be your brother, but it was like a good friend that died. That's how I feel. But there was a lot of tragedy also as I walked through. Because I started tasting blood. So that's my semaphore. There were either internal injuries or blood at the departure. But I will say, there was no soul that specifically stepped forward to say that I am going to speak. So I don't know. It could be someone in that room. Maybe someone doesn't want to hear. Because especially with tragedies, some people are afraid of what they might hear.
Now, is it something where people, and I'm not familiar with mediums and yeah, how sure. it works. So is it something like where, let's say it's somebody saying, hey, I'm here because I want to talk to that person. Do you get that a lot where, let's say, a grandmother, a father, mother, brother, sister, be like, hey, I want to talk to Jess or Envy or Charlemagne. Do you get that?
No. Like, I don't know who. I'm very drawn to that other room. I don't know. I don't even know if there's anybody in the other room because I can't see. But I'm very drawn to that room in there.
So it's not like a portal where you open up the portal and people and you can pull people out the portal. That's what I assume it is. Maybe I watch too many movies.
No. Listen, I'm not bothering anyone. They're bothering me. Right. I'm not asking like someone. I don't sit with someone and they say, oh, can I speak to, my dad? No one ever says to me, oh, so-and-so passed. Can you see if that does not happen with any of my
readings. What happens? So, break it down. I just don't know. Yeah. All watch movies and then you think movies is how it is.
Right. You know? And especially I have a TV show where everyone thinks, oh, everything's edited. Of course things are edited, but the readings are the readings, you know? So what happens is what I do is I give a speech on how I communicate with spirit and what someone can expect over the next few moments. And then once I start sensing and feeling things is when I start communicating.
Gotcha.
So I'm having a lot of difficulty breathing, and then I just had this something where I felt like I was starting to regurgitate.
Right. And he wants you to break it down and do all of this.
So that's just so sometimes a soul will just make me feel how they died first. Usually I want them to, communicate a certain way. It doesn't always work that way. Mm. It depends on who's channeling and also who's receiving the messages. Because if someone comes and they're very, spirit's got to work very hard. Yeah. Sometimes people that come are too eager, that can also mess things up too, because they're like, I want to hear this, I want to hear that, and you know what? It's not always like that, because what I also learned that there are common ways that people pass, common burdens and guilts that we might connect to someone's departure. So these things are common. So what I have spirit do is I have them talk about things that you would never expect spirit to bring up and talk about.
Like deep, dark things that only that person would know?
No. Right. Well, maybe things that happened years ago to remind someone of the happier times. Mm-hmm. Talk about things that have happened since they've died to validate through every breath that we take that they're with us just in a different way. One of the number one things a soul will have me say to someone is, please let them know that I heard them say goodbye. I think that's something common. So now a soul might have me talk about things that that person hasn't shared with anyone else. Mm. Never anything that is going to embarrass someone or call them out on things. It could be something that they said to them in their own personal thoughts or prayers. Wow. A specific conversation that they had with someone last week at the grocery store. Mm. If they had the opportunity to sit with their physical body and there was no one in the room, they'll describe things that happened and then I want them to communicate with their personality and also with laughter.
How do we know, it's not, when you talk about the things that's in your body, how do you know it's not like acid reflux or just gas or something you ate that morning?
Because I haven't eaten anything.
Got you.
And I've also been feeling it since she was 4.
I know.
Yeah, it's just things that I feel like, and I don't think it's a normal thing. Like, I don't have, it's, and I, because the way the feeling comes, it comes and it goes. It doesn't stay with me. It immediately, I feel it for a second and then it leaves me. It doesn't stay with me. So I felt it here and it's like I could feel it, but then it goes back down. It's not like where it would stay with me if you had indigestion or something like that.
Mm. Have you ever gone into a place filled with people like restaurants or anything like that and you are just overwhelmed?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, how do you deal with that? Like, going in, the mall or something? Mm-hmm. Or just... Because you're fly. You don't look... And I don't know what a medium's supposed to look like. But you look like you got an album coming out or something like that. You don't look like your average medium. But I also am also going off of movies, too. And how they always look all, Like, you don't... You're a little fly for a medium.
No, I'm just me. And I'm never... I don't try to push my gift or try to prove anything to anyone. I really just want people to believe in an afterlife. And I think, you brought up COVID, and I think COVID is a perfect example of, I say, someone might not have lost a loved one, but we've all lost something over the past several years. And that's the thing that I do as a medium, restore people's faith and hope.
What about, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, whether it's in themselves or maybe even a religion, There are so many things that I've done where people didn't speak to other family members. Maybe they turned from their faith. And then they'll come and they'll have an experience, come to one of my live shows or see me personally, and it'll change that and it'll reunite the family and it'll turn them back to their faith. And to me, that it's just, it's an absolute honor and a privilege to do the work that I do.
I was going to ask, what about celebrities? Have celebrities ever pulled up on you where you see them, I don't know, for whatever reason?
Like Pat, deceased celebrities.
Deceased celebrities.
Tupac.
Yeah, Tupac or Michael Jackson.
Not did they pull up on her.
Because she said people be at her
they
bed.
Do. I did have an experience once. Several. But I'll speak about this one because it was public. Mm-hmm. I was doing a live show. And I didn't realize it at the time until we thought about it way after. But I was actually doing a live show in Moline when Prince's plane or where he was when he was in Moline, not even realizing that he had passed. Mm-hmm. And I was doing a live show a couple of days later, and there was a gentleman in my audience wearing a suit. And I was like, all right, this is crazy. I'm like, this is why I'm good at what I do, because I just say whatever it is that I see. But I'm like, I swear to you, Prince is here, and he wants to thank you for the amazing and beautiful tribute. The man ends up pulling out like this purple. He's like, I wrote this beautiful thing about Prince. I was his number one fan, and I wrote this beautiful thing and posted it to all my family and friends, I guess, on his Facebook. Yeah. And he pulled out a purple tie, and he said, I brought this in memory of Prince.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
I don't know. I mean, it was just and the man was like, you know, he was just a gentleman in my audience, and mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Did you ever do anything to test your powers, like walk through a graveyard or something just to see?
No, but I did do something with a brain expert on live on Dr. Oz,
okay,
where he actually read my brain as I was channeling, because he asked me, he was like, so what is it? Dr. Oz was like, well, what does it feel like when you, I go, I don't know. I'm like, I just start to sense and feel things that mean nothing to me, but they're life changing to the person that I'm speaking to. And I don't have any personal thoughts, feelings, or emotions. I can't explain it. And I don't even know how it happens. And the Dr. Amen said that my brain scan showed that I'm able to access a part of my brain that we typically don't. And while I was channeling, my brain showed no activity. So I don't know how to explain that. I just,
and some things are not supposed to be explained.
Unexplainable.
You know what I mean?
Like I believe that. Like there, I think there are things that we're not supposed to know, right, or know too much of, or right, I can't explain it.
Yeah.
You know?
Has the police ever called you though? Like saying, hey,
no,
this person's dead. Let's see if we can get this person to find out who the killer is. Because I mean,
no.
Are you looking at me like that? That would be if somebody passed.
No, it's true. Yes. There are a lot of mediums or psychics that do work with the police and things like that. I've never been asked to. One of the things that I struggled with, I couldn't understand why I had this ability to do. I believe everyone can connect with their own loved ones. That's what I want people to believe in. Mm. I want them to know that. And when I was shown that there were people, they couldn't move on after the loss of a loved one, I said, that's what I want to use my gift for. I don't want to use it for anything else. I don't care about anything else. I don't even want to know people's stuff. I got my own stuff. Right. I got my own problems. I want to be able to help people to heal. Yeah. And it's amazing on the people that I come in contact with, that they just look like there's nothing wrong. And then you find out that they lost a child. Mm. Or their loved one was murdered and no one was being held accountable. You know, these are the things that are, you know, it's...
I never looked at it from that angle, but that makes a lot of sense, like the closure that you probably can provide a lot of people.
Yeah. I look at it as more as peace and comfort. I feel closure is so final. And what I do really shows that there truly is an afterlife.
Yeah, so it's not, they're not here in the physical anymore, but spiritually.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there is a young gentleman that just stepped forward. So young for me is anyone that left the physical world before their time. And he tells me that he takes responsibility for his departure. So when a soul takes responsibility for their departure, it means that they take responsibility for their actions, non-actions. Does it mean intentionally that caused or attributed to the passing?
Mm.
Okay.
So I am very drawn over here. So I don't know if it's someone in that room or this gentleman over here. So also what happens is I also say to people, I channel only the souls that walk in God's white light.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, explain that. Break that down. So if you went to hell, you
only see... God, so only some... souls that walk in God's white light.
So what does that mean? There's a hell?
So that they're with God. Yes. Wow. Now, I've seen souls. I'm going to tell you a story of what happened. I was doing a live show and I was channeling this woman's daughter. Her daughter was murdered by her boyfriend. and then he killed himself. Mm-hmm. And I said to the mother, I said, I can see your daughter. I can see there's somebody with her, but I can't feel anything from them. I could just see it's a soul, but I can't lower my vibration. And he couldn't raise his. I said, but so he's channeling through your daughter, and your daughter wanted you to know that he is remorseful and he is sorry for taking her life.
Wow.
And the woman, and I, after I, the words came out, and this is in front of 5,000 people, I'm saying to myself, what did you just say? Mm-hmm. And the woman looked at me and she said, I walked in this theater and that's what I wanted to know. I wanted to know if my daughter was in heaven and if my daughter was okay, that if he was remorseful and was sorry for what he did, and if he knew that he took my whole life with him the day that he killed my daughter.
So you can do that? Like, that's like a three-way call. So you can be in hell and channel through somebody?
I was not low. No, he was at a fire. I don't know what.
I'm saying, you said he channeled through her.
Souls never said to me, it's hot down here. So I go with that. There is no hell. Whether if there's a, do I believe that there are different levels?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes,
souls enter a level. Souls that are up here, they can lower their vibration to be and help another soul. But that soul can't raise their vibration until the soul learns the lesson.
Wow.
What do you know about the afterlife, Teresa? Like, I'm asking, like, what do you...
All I know is through my own communication from the souls of the departed. What they have shown me, they have described things of that we're greeted by our other loved ones that have gone on before us, and that we go through a life review. So we have to review our life and see on how, if we handle things differently. So when souls channel through me and they tell someone that they're sorry, it means that their soul had to relive their life through their loved one's eyes to feel what it was like because of their actions, choices, and decisions. And then the soul is able to grow on the other side.
Because you got me wondering if you're a soul and you're stuck in a low vibrational dimension, is there any way to raise it?
By learning, I don't know exactly what that is, but learning through your life lessons.
Got you.
And people can ask you questions, like if they have a...
They typically don't. I mean, if someone wants to, usually don't, like, especially when I do a live show, I'm just walking around a theater, randomly stopping in front of someone and saying these crazy things. And when I do a private reading, if I feel that there's something that I'm not understanding, because I'll know, like, I'll be like, I don't know what this is. I feel like they're trying to show me something, but I'm not understanding it. I'll say, you can ask me something, but I can't always guarantee you're going to get an answer. If I don't get a yes or no answer before someone finishes, I say, I don't know.
Mm.
You know, because it's...
Do you have kids?
I do. I have a granddaughter. I have two kids.
Okay. And they don't... Have they ever experienced any of these gifts?
My daughter has. And now I have a granddaughter.
Mm.
She's two, and she's shown some signs of, you know...
Wow.
Yeah. But children, young children are very spiritually connected to the other side.
Absolutely. Right.
So
they just got there. They just got it. It's still fresh out.
It is their minds aren't busy or like burdens, right? Because what we do is we beat ourselves up. We're all with worries, right? And kids, they say the darndest things. Even animals, when animals bark at nothing or gravitate to a corner or look at things and stare and there's nothing there, they're looking at spirit. They're looking at souls.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember your first encounter?
Yeah, I was four.
Do you remember who it was?
I didn't know until I was late in my 20s, but it was my great-grandmother.
Wow.
Yep. And I did not know that until years later that it was actually her. And she had passed a couple of years prior to me being born.
Was it a message or you just saw her?
It was a protection. I would always feel, because when we sleep, those are teaching hours because our minds are at rest. And I would wake up with these blood curdling screams at night. And I remember would always wake up and I would see her standing there at the end of my bed and I would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you're not a psychic though, right?
No, I don't predict anything.
Okay.
I don't.
And you can't see things coming?
If there is something that we can prevent, like if a health issue or something like that, if we can prevent something, then spirit is absolutely allowed to talk about that. But if we can't prevent something or help someone, then I don't want to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people when souls bring up things, if they're like, oh, you were gonna move, you're gonna go on a vacation. That doesn't mean you go home and you call the travel agent and book a vacation. Or if you were gonna move or quit your job, it's always Spirit's way of just validating. I'm very, very strict about that. I tell people, this does not mean this is what you should or shouldn't do. Yeah. This is just Spirit validating that they know what you're going on. They support your choices and decisions, and that's it.
When you met your husband, how did y'all link up? Because those conversations had to be a little strange and awkward, right?
What?
Dating a medium.
Well, at the time when I was married, I didn't know that I had this ability.
Oh, okay.
My ex-husband just thought I was just batshit crazy. Ooh, what am I gonna say?
That's fine.
I gave up cursing for Lent, but
oh man,
oh,
I okay. did.
Too late, but go ahead.
You didn't see yourself cursing?
What?
You didn't see yourself cursing?
I tried not to. It slipped.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
She was bad as crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I mean, I always would sense and feel and just say, like, crazy things, you know. Mm-hmm. And just, like, so random.
And he was fine with it when he learned your powers.
Yeah, fine. Well, he was fine with it until it became...
Oh, wow. No,
it's a lot. You
yeah,
know,
it, I got you.
But you could definitely mess with him and be like, I know where you
no,
were today. And
I would not.
Oh, my God.
No, I would never do that. But really, my gift doesn't work like that.
Right.
It doesn't, it doesn't work like that. And I think people have a very different perception.
Yeah.
And I would say of just what I do. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't speak for anyone else, you know, just on how I use my gift and how it has really changed people's lives.
Yeah. Now, you have two shows now, but you had a very long-running show on TLC.
Correct.
Did you see them canceling that? How did you feel when that happened?
Well, really, it wasn't canceled. It was just the end of my contract.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I ran, yeah.
It was on for a long time.
10 years.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, really long time.
Somebody always feel like when something is over, it's been canceled.
Yeah. It's, you know, when it comes to an end, you know,
mm-hmm. yeah.
things, you know, I feel like that was being, you know, doing Long Island Medium was the introduction to people to me of what I do.
Absolutely.
And to open their
Absolutely.
Eyes to that. And then, you know, with this new series on Lifetime, Raising Spirits, it's a deeper look into even my personal life of what it really is like for me when I'm out on the road. You know, I mean, I live on a tour bus for weeks on end and traveling all over the country and doing live shows. And then on my days off, like hitting people on my, you know, waiting list that have been waiting for a reading and surprising people. So
yeah.
It's really, it's pretty amazing to have, you know, that opportunity, you know, after being on television for 10 years.
Yeah.
And then to have that again is just remarkable.
So what's the difference between Raising Spirits and Beyond the Readings?
Oh, Beyond the Reads is, so they go a little bit deeper. They go back, they're revisiting the people after the reading, months later, to really see how the reading or the experience has changed their life or how it has affected them. And then we're also showing readings that we weren't able to see. In that time, or more expansion of the reading as well. Because usually a reading is about 45 minutes. When I do a private reading, anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour.
Wow.
You know, I really want people to feel that, spending that time with their loved ones, you know.
Have you ever done any plant-based medicines, like ayahuasca?
A who?
Ayahuasca.
I don't know what that is.
Well, have you ever done any plant-based medicines?
I guess he's talking about mushrooms,
like edibles,
and
cannabis.
Okay. No.
Because a lot of those things help you to tap into that other dimension anyway.
I didn't even know what that was. I was going to say, I take a lot of supplements and I take hormones because I'm in menopause.
No.
I'm in the menopause, so, you know, I take a lot of things for that, but I don't know. I've never done any type of...
To enhance anything.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know.
I'd be too afraid. I'd be tripping. No.
That's what I wonder, because you already got a gift that you can tap into that anyway. So I just wonder how you would be if you was on any of that stuff.
Yeah.
How do you handle it when the spirit wants you to deliver bad news?
So I don't really deliver anything negative.
Okay.
Only good things. I kind of treat spirit like my kids. You have nothing nice to say, they don't say anything at all.
Wow.
You know, I really use my gift for healing. Mm-hmm. You know, and you'd be surprised on what people hold on to. And I always try to tell people, you know, just be nice to people, because you really don't know what people have been through in their life or what they've gone through or what they're carrying. And, you know, you can really change someone's life. Mm-hmm. You know, there are so many countless stories, and they're very, very emotional. And then the emails that I get after is just incredible.
When you get negative news, what do you do? Like, if a spirit...
I usually don't get anything negative. Well, listen, it is negative. You know, someone lost their loved one, or somebody was murdered. And how does that, you know, or killed by a drunk driver, or that's... That's heavy already. And very negative, you know, and especially that when no one's being held accountable for their loved ones to watch. How do you find peace in that? How do you find comfort in that? How do you grieve the loss of your loved one? Grieving is such a hard thing.
It is, absolutely.
And if there's no right or wrong way to grieve. And I tell people, as long as you are not self-medicating, you know, and if you are, get help. There's help out there. You know, you have to love and honor your loved ones, even if they died in a very tragic way. You still should honor them.
How do you deal with non-believers, right? Because there's so many people that are so quick to say what you're not doing. And I see somebody say they'll give you $1 million if you could prove it. So how do you deal with all the quote-unquote hate?
Listen, you could. Everyone believes in what they want to believe. I'm not here to prove anything to anyone.
Right.
You know, but speak to the people that have had the experience, you know, and how it changed their life. And why would someone want to take that from someone if it helped them? Mm-hmm. You know? So that, you know, that's crazy to me. Like, why would you try to take that from someone?
And how do you deal with, like, you know, a lot of times psychics and mediums come out as being fake. How does that affect your business? And the only reason I say that is because I know they're doing a documentary on Miss Cleo, the Miss Cleo movie. You remember Miss Cleo?
No.
Call me now. You don't remember? Okay, but anyway.
No.
But how does that affect your line of business?
Oh, I don't know. I just don't. I just worry about myself. Yeah. I don't, you know, everyone, I feel that if people have gifts and they're helping people, then I support them. I don't, and I feel in any occupation, there's good and bad, right? So,
absolutely.
You know, you kind of have to go with your own gut, your own instinct, you know? Some people might not like the way I work, the way that I do. They might love mediums, but they don't like me. You know, that's fine, you know? But I am very curious about the other room in there.
So what are you seeing? What are you seeing over there?
I just feel, I'm just having a lot of difficulty, but we concentrating.
We also don't know what this building was before, right? So
yeah, but I feel that it's someone in there. And I also have to respect the fact that when someone does pass tragically, that someone is afraid of what they might hear or sometimes even might not hear.
Somebody did, but what are you feeling?
I feel joy. It's the same way like I could say to someone, did you lose a child? But I'll feel removed. That means that that person didn't lose a child, but they know someone that lost a child. It could be a coworker, you know, a friend. But I felt it when I walked, when I walked through
to come in here.
And I know my what I feel, and I am the first one to say that I misinterpreted something, I don't understand something, but there are certain things that I cannot misunderstand.
Right.
I cannot misunderstand a blow to the head and the taste of blood. So I know that that is a tragic departure and that it was afraid that my soul was not at peace. But I also do feel like that there's a lot surrounding this departure because he just showed me a puzzle. It just showed me a puzzle where there were pieces missing. And when I went to go put the pieces back in, they don't fit. So that means that someone has questions about the departure or things don't seem right or we have three different stories.
Yeah.
Fair enough?
Yeah, yes. I get it. Do you have an actual hairstyle? Or at this point,
I do.
That's a signature style
this
that
is
you have.
I got somewhere to pack all the spirits.
where did that style come from? Because that's like very Jersey Shore and definitely Long Island.
Listen. I am 56. I am well. This hair was well before Jersey Shore.
Don't disrespect you.
I've always had. I just love big hair. I love hair. I love when I was in high. I had the big Farrah Fawcett hair. Mm. You know, I just.
It's very Samantha from Bewitched.
I just love. And when I get dressed and I go to work, I want to be. You know,
black.
I want to, you know.
And yes, you do look good. I see your little nails over there. I'm like, okay, she don't look like she's about to read somebody's spirit. Okay.
I've been like this since I'm like, my mom always says you were born with a label on your head. I don't know where you came from.
So you've always been stylish very into fashion. Mm-hmm. And
My own style. Some people don't like my style, but it's me.
It fits you.
It fits me.
Do the spirits stay the same age?
No. So, it's interesting. It depends. So, like, I've had souls, miscarriages or even a termination. Mm. They'll hand me a blanket, and then they'll show me growing. That means that the soul has been on the other side for some time, that the soul has grown. Sometimes someone older They'll come through at a younger age because that's how they want their loved one to remember them. They don't want them to remember them sick or suffering. Sometimes I'll say to someone, oh, but your son is stepping forward at like the age of 7. And they'll say, well, that's how I remember him. I dream of him at the age of 7. So it's, I do know that the souls do grow from what they show me. And they're much healthier. They don't take all of that sadness, the sorrow, the suffering. Mm-hmm. That's why I love when souls channel with their personality. Because sometimes if they died in a tragic way, someone might feel that their loved one isn't at peace or safe with God. Mm-hmm. Or we watch them suffer for years with an illness that actually took away their personality. You know, and that's hard. Yeah. And then to show that, that from the moment the soul leaves the physical body, they leave behind every and any disability and or ailment. They do not take it with them on the other side.
What are you learning at this age? What are you still learning about yourself and your gifts?
I learn every single day. I learn that it's so. I learn to love, honor, and respect myself more than anything. I learn a lot of gratitude. I never take anything for granted, and I feel that I feel that I've always been a very nice person, but I feel I go above and beyond. Of to be nice to people, to show people kindness, because it's important, you know, and that we're all the same, and we're all going through our own struggles, our own stuff, and just be a little bit kinder to people. I've learned a lot of compassion through the work that I do.
I was going to ask you, was there ever a time you felt like that maybe you didn't want to do this? But I, after hearing you, you know, and hearing you talk, it's like, nah, because you don't even accept negative. You don't like you.
Yeah, but I'm going to say this too. It's very hard doing what I do.
Yeah.
I make what I do look very easy. Yeah. And it's the hardest thing that I have to do. Mm. But it's the people that when I read someone and I see that it gives them their life back in a sense, I can feel it. You could see it. And, you know, I'm just going to share this story with you because this just happened. And it goes to show them where you don't realize it. I was doing a large venue. It had to be about 4,000 people. And I looked at a young lady and I said to her, I said, God wants you to know that he took your baby. And I was like, oh God.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. And I
you said you don't deliver negative news.
Well, wait. And she looked at me and she said, I said, and God wants you to know that he's proud of you and the woman that you've become. And she said, I've carried this for 30 years. She says, I was raped by a family member and became pregnant, and I was not allowed to have an abortion, and I prayed for God to take my baby, and I lost the baby the next day. And she said, I have been carrying this guilt that I prayed for God to take my baby. She says, and she goes, and now I'm gay. She goes, so now I don't know where I'm going. I go, listen, I go, well, I talk to the dead, so we'll go into hell in a handbasket if it's real. we'll go together.
You didn't know she was gay? You didn't have like a taste in your mouth?
No taste.
What kind of taste would that be, Charlamagne?
No, it was sweet. It was not salty. listen. I love God and Jesus.
And some good jokes.
And I'm right. Fly, but listen.
We play too much.
Yeah,
okay.
Listen.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, Teresa, we appreciate you for joining us. The Long Island Medium.
That's right. Make sure you watch Raising Spirits, 8 p.m. Thursdays on Lifetime. Mm-hmm. And Beyond the Readings.
That's right.
When does Beyond the Readings come on?
They start up soon. They're going to be specials throughout. The season is running all the way through May.
Okay,
so
okay.
We have 20 episodes, so we got a lot of episodes. Just keep checking your local listings and my website to see if I'm live. Come see me in a live setting.
Okay. Well, I will say, one second. Mm-hmm. I will say, at first, I was scared. I did not want to do this interview, right? I was just like, no, I didn't want to. I don't want her to walk up on me and be like,
But I'm very respectful,
you know what I'm saying?
Of
right.
That.
Mm-hmm. But I am so happy that I did. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
because only the person who does it can describe what they do. And you know, and it just, until you meet someone like yourself, you can form all types of opinions.
Sure.
And go, you know, so I'm very, very pleased to have met you.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate that very much. Yeah. That means the world to me.
Are you getting a reading from over here?
No, she said, I'm good. I'm good.
I feel that spirit makes their point. And that's all we need to know. I don't have to prove anything.
Yeah.
As long as someone walks away feeling their loved one with them or knowing in an afterlife, then then I did my job.
Anybody want to do a reading? Y'all don't want to do a reading?
Well, she said sure. She would feel something sure. If somebody was in the room.
Oh, so we can't just be like, hey, do a reading and you...
Well, I told you what I felt, and that's what I saw. Gotcha, and there was a father energy also present as well.
Yeah, she did say that. Yeah. But no, she see all good things over here, because she would have said something.
I just see salty things over here.
Yeah, very much salty, very much.
Might be right.
Clown. She probably see like a clown.
Me and my wife had fun last night. We had a good time.
Good.
Yeah. Very salty. Huh?
Don't they say that that's if you're sassy, if you're salty, right?
Yes.
Oh,
so you see
the
sassy. Why are you going that way?
Zesty.
Why are you going that way?
Lady Writer,
I like
very,
sassy.
Very sassy.
Come on now. This was a morning show, for God's sake.
It's Teresa Capone.
I didn't want to say, I know you see spirits, but you have a very good spirit yourself.
Yes, she does.
You have a lot of good energy.
Thank you.
Yes, you do.
Thank you very much.
You're very bright.
Thank you.
Yeah. One of the producers wanted to ask about reincarnation. Does that exist?
Oh, yeah. So I refer to them as past life. I've done past life regressions, so I do believe that a soul reenters. I did past life regressions, but I was also shown and told that this is my soul's last journey here in the physical world. So my soul will not reenter. It'll stay on the other side. Yeah.
So what does that mean? You just stay a spirit?
I guess I'll find out when I get there.
Right.
Maybe I'll be a spirit guide or something. I don't know.
No, you gave us a lot to think about. I didn't know souls age.
Mm-hmm. And
that would make sense that if you complete your journey, because you're clearly you're living in your purpose right now.
Yeah. Correct.
So once you finally come here and figure out what your purpose is, and you it's of service and you help so many people.
Right.
There's no need for you to come back.
It's hard to believe in something that we can't see, right? We can't physically see it, right? But spirit has described things. There's apparently a new a movie out, something about life after death. Mm-hmm. And so many people have reached out to me and they're like, Teresa, the stuff in this movie is stuff that you've been talking about for years on what people see. And like for souls to describe to me exactly what happened when they left, what they saw, they'll say to me, oh, my God, my dad was literally calling out for his brother when he died. Mm-hmm. And they'll show me like the brother's soul was there to greet him. So I always say to people, I'll find out when I get there. Yeah. The only thing that I can guarantee you in this life is that when we die, we are greeted by our loved ones that have gone on before us. Yeah. And the ones left here in the physical world are going to miss us terribly.
Yeah.
Those are the only things that I can guarantee.
And I have one last question.
Yeah.
People are so into whether they need their bodies in the afterlife, right? So that's why they talk about cremation.
Yeah.
Or they talk about that. What do you see with that?
So that's interesting. So I've some symbols for that when souls, they'll come forward in a three-piece suit and spin around and come out in jeans and a T-shirt. That's my symbol for where they support on how they were laid to rest. Souls have told me that what we do with their physical body is for us. They don't care because they're not a part of it.
So where do you get the suit from?
I don't know. Probably, I don't know, Men's Warehouse, I think. That's where they got it.
Where
you wanted to know where the suit came from.
My goodness. Well, thank you, Teresa Caputo. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.